Well, it's becoming more and more popular for city dwellers to keep chickens in their backyards. Blueprint producer Maria Tickle, for example, has joined the ranks of enthusiastic new chook owners. And to get some tips on what to do and what not to do to keep her girls healthy and happy, Maria's been chatting to Jessamy Miller. Jessamy was the poultry consultant on a new book, Happy Hens. Maria, over to you.
Thanks, Sian. Jessamy, I have two Isa Browns and they're good layers and they're pretty easy to keep. But what are some of the other breeds that people should consider? Some of the more exotic breeds, perhaps?
Well, I love pure breeds because they've got a long history and they've got great personalities and they've got particular qualities like longevity. They might lay for many years longer than an Isa Brown. And the ones I really recommend for laying would be a Black Langshan and an Ancona, two beautiful breeds.
What do they look like?
The Ancona is black with white spots, very pretty, floppy red comb. And the Langshan is a very smooth feathered chook with feathered legs and big glossy liquid black eyes.
And are they good layers as well? Because that's why I've had Isa Browns, because they're notoriously
They are great layers, but these are the top purebred layers. If you get the right strain, they're terrific and I heartily recommend them. And they make lovely pets as well.
So they're good with kids?
They're terrific with kids, but they wouldn't be my first choice just as a pet.
Mm-hmm. And if what would be?
Well, looking for a pet, I would choose a silky, because what's not to love about those adorable top
knot? They're the little ones with the little tuft on the top of their head and the furry feet.
Yes, they're fluffy.
Cute ones.
Children adore them and they're so docile and just very entertaining. And of course, your Pekin Bantam is a lovely, placid, great mother, very gentle chook to have around children.
But they're not particularly good layers. So if you want omelettes out of your chooks, they're not really the ones to get, are they?
No, they aren't. They're the sort of chooks that will lay a clutch of eggs and then go broody. So they're great mums if you want to breed chickens, great pets, but go to your Langshan and your Ancona if you just want those eggs.
Now, with pet chooks, the upside is the eggs, as you mentioned, but there's also the downside. Why do chooks love to poop on concrete so much? I mean, my paths are like chicken poop magnets.
Look, I'm not sure either. All I know is the back doorstep is the number one spot at our place for a little deposit. And the time that they dropped one in my husband's croc shoe was not a happy day. Look, I guess they just drop them where they need to, and perhaps a little hose down or a squish with the rake will deal with that problem.
No, I reckon they've got a strategy. I'm not sure what it is, but they have one. And with the chicken poop comes flies, especially in summer. I've been using those fly traps with the smelly stuff inside, but they're pretty awful themselves. What else can you do to deal with the flies?
You can actually buy natural fly papers online. So I use those. I hang them from the roof out of reach of the chooks so they'll catch flies. You can make your own fly traps out of a drink bottle, cut in half, turn the top over, put some stale milk or a little bit of meat in there, and the flies will creep in and can't get out. But the main thing to do is just keep really good hygiene in the hen house. Move that poo on into the compost bin when you see it. Perhaps do a big clean up each weekend and just keep it really nice and not too damp in there.
And just some other things that can go wrong. Weak shells. If your chicken is laying shells that are really weak and transparent, what can you do? Is that a lack of something?
Absolutely. So your shells are 95% calcium carbonate, and that sounds like you need more shell grit. So chooks actually know how much shell grit they need. All they need to be given is a bowl full of shell grit. It's super cheap at the pet food store. Buy a bag, fill up that bowl, and they can help themselves when they need it.
What about I've sort of mortar and pestled eggshells themselves to feed back to the chooks. Is that a good idea or not?
That's a great idea. Absolutely, go for it. And that means you'll probably use less shell grit and it's a bit more efficient, but you still need to give the shell grit as well because the eggshells just might not be enough. And actually, if chooks don't get enough calcium, they leach it out of their bones to make their eggs. So we never want that to happen.
And one thing that happens in winter is often my chickens go off the lay. Is that normal and why do they do that? And what can I do to stop it so I can keep getting those eggs?
Look, it's absolutely normal. Chooks need a break, like all of us, a little holiday. So after their second year of laying, They'll have their autumn molt and then they take the winter off. And once they get enough daylight to stimulate their laying hormones, which is around 14 hours, they start production again. So if you want to have eggs all through winter, you need to sequentially plan the members of your flock. So if you bought a pullet that was coming in to lay in autumn, she will lay all through winter for you in her first year and then not take a break until the following winter. But actually, just to keep an older bird, 2 or 3 or 4 years old, laying through winter, you would probably have to give artificial lighting, which is quite a complex method. So I actually like to let them have that natural rest and just keep a few pullets for the eggs.
What about feather pecking?
Look, this is a common problem, especially with the isobrown type birds. And often it can be because they really want the protein in the feathers. So the first thing to do is make sure they're getting lots of protein in their daily ration. So pellets, mixed grain or mash with at least 16% protein, and not too many treats or scraps is really important. Then you want to give them a distraction. So make sure they're not overcrowded or bored. Give them some outdoor time, maybe hang some greens up for them or give them a bale of straw to play with and keep them busy and focus the pecking on that. If it does get really bad and one chook's being bullied, you might want to take her out, give her a break, let her heal before putting her back in.
What about worming? What do you do? Do you give them, like with cats, do you give them medicine or...?
Well, chooks shouldn't need a proprietary wormer as often as cats or dogs do. So what I like to do with my chooks is once a month at the full moon, not for any esoteric reason, but just to keep track
you howl
of the date.
And then you worm your chooks.
I haven't tried the howling, but you never know. I pop garlic in their water for 3 days to treat their intestines, and that should make it an unpleasant place for worms to settle in. I use a quarter of a clove of garlic per bird per day, and that seems to work really well. So it would only be if your bird was quite unthrifty, losing weight, not interested in eating, clearly unwell, that you would need to then go to the vet and get a proprietary wormer.
So this is a difficult question. What do you do with them when they're finished laying?
Well, this is sort of your end-of-life plan, and it's actually a good idea to think about this before you get into chooks, because your chook may have 2 or 3 years of eating after she stops laying regular eggs if she's well and healthy. So you have to decide, has she done good service by you? Do you want to give her a pleasant old age? You could maybe say, well, what does the cat or dog give me really? And I'm happy to fund them. Or you could say, I'm not up for this. I'm going to perhaps dispatch her and pop her in the compost.
And how do I do that?
Well, if you're not confident, get someone who is to do it, because we really want to dispatch a chook humanely and without any stress or fuss. That's very important. I find the easiest way is to lay a chook down gently, she's calm, and just chop off her head.
You do that yourself?
I do that myself because I've raised my own meat chickens, so I had to learn how to do it.
Was that really hard the first time you did that?
I
couldn't do it.
Look, I wasn't sure if I could do it, but I felt that I needed to have that skill to be an all-round poultry keeper. And I think if you're in the headspace and you've prepared yourself, you've named these meat chicks pot roast, they know what they're for, they've had a lovely life, and look, if you're going to eat meat anyway, it's good to have your own humane home-reared meat.
Jessamy Miller, Chook Whisperer, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
And if you want to know more about keeping chooks and to read some of Jessamy's articles, ABC Books has put out a collection of articles from Organic Gardener. It's called Happy Hens.
Headless chooks. There you have it. Blueprint's Maria Tickle there. And if you have a vexing poultry keeping problem, hop on to the Blueprint for Living Facebook page, because Jessamy will be there answering your chook questions this weekend.